These old timers, they know how to preserve food and take care of it.
Yeah. How about different kind of beans?
Yeah, we've grown all kind of field peas, butter beans, string beans. And we still do in our garden.
Yeah.
But we don't do it commercially anymore.
Uh-huh.
We used to grow them to send to the market, see, for people in town.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
But we just grow us a little garden now.
Yeah.
We grow our corn and combine it now and put it in the bin. Have it ready shelled and in a bin. We used to have to have great big corn barns to put it in. Mm-hmm. We put it in there to shuck, cob and all. But now the combine goes out there and it plucks it off the stalk and runs it through that combine and it gets the pure corn. And then we got green bins we put it in, stored in that.
Uh-huh.
So we can ventilate it and keep it stirred and keep it from rotting.
On the top of the corn stalk?
Yeah,
what do you call that thing that hangs off?
That was the silk up there, but the ear,
uh-huh.
The corn ear hangs down. But real top, the tassel?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's corn silk. We call it the tassel, and we'd also call it the silk. But
okay.
But the silk also comes out the ear, too. That's the silk.
Same thing.
Yeah, the beard.
Yeah.
Well, no, that stuff up the top.
What's something?
What pollinates it.
Okay.
I don't understand.
But you call them both the same name.
Well, the tassel and the silk is different.
Uh-huh.
The silk.
Okay.
The silk.
Okay. Uh-huh.
See, it comes out. It's green
mm-hmm.
and tender. And up at the top is the pollination part.
Mm-hmm.
It falls down and gets on that silk.
Oh,
it germinates
okay.
it to ferment it.
Uh-huh.
But that's where it gets its fertilization is from that top, the tassel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because them little pieces falls off. The wind blew it over to the other corn and it switches it back and forth and fertilizes.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it pollinates. So it'd be good seed to make.
Yeah.
But
okay.
It comes a little shoot out from the side of the stalk.
Mm-hmm.
The little shoot come out there. Then the record get bigger and bigger. Then the record see that silk coming out the end of it. And it comes out maybe anywhere from an inch to 2.5 inches long. And it's real pretty, really.
Mm-hmm.
When it first comes out, it's somewhat white, some pink, different colors, that
uh-huh.
silk.
Huh.
And just to walk out through a cornfield, it's pretty to look
mm-hmm.
at.
Mm-hmm.
They call the corn shooting. They call it, well, old corn's a shooting. But it's little shoots have come out,
uh-huh.
and then it'll start maturing.
Yeah,
making the ear.
After it gets pollinated, I'd say. How about onions? Grow those?
Oh Lord, we got all kind of onions. We got the scallions, nest egg onions, and we have the white onion, the red onion, and the old shallots, them old Indian onion, the shallots. We call them, they tell me the shallot here this town
uh-huh.
was named after that onion. You look along the edge of the road, man, there's millions of them along the road.
Uh-huh.
And you can cultivate them if you wanted to. And I see these seed books where you can order the shallot onion.
Huh.
But they only use one L in that. Like we use two L's in shallot.
Uh-huh.
That shallot onion has got one L in it. S-H-A-L.
Uh-huh.
And they pronounce it. I have, but some of these people don't. But we. And we used to get a little weed off the ditch bank called watercress and polecat. And that's what it smelled like when we were cooking. I don't like cooking. Collards and mustard turnips, I don't like them.
No.
But it's good healthy food, but I still don't eat it.
Yeah.
I grow pretty well, but I don't eat it.
Uh-huh.
But my mama then used to eat these old regular pulp. We make a pulp salad.